Earth, round, rolling, compact, suns, moons, animals, all these are words to be said. Watery, vegetable, sore-eyed advances, beings, premonitions, lispings of the future. Behold, these are best words to be said. Were you thinking that those were the words? Those upright lines, those curves, angles, dots? No, those are not the words. The substantial words are in the ground and sea. They are in the air. They are in you. Were you thinking that those were the words? Those delicious sounds out of your friends' mouths? No, the real words are more delicious than they. Human bodies are words. Myriads of words. In the best poems reappears the body. Man's or woman's, well-shaped, natural, gay, every part. Able, active, receptive, without shame or the need of shame. Air, soil, water, fire, these are words. I, myself, am a word with them. My qualities interpenetrate with theirs. My name is nothing to them. Although it were told in the 3,000 languages, what would air, soil, water, fire know of my name? A healthy presence, a friendly or commanding gesture, are words, sayings, meanings. The charm that goes with the mere looks of some men and women are sayings and meanings also. The workmanship also is by the inaudible words of the earth. The great masters know the earth's words and use them more than the audible words. Amelioration is one of the earth's words. The earth neither lags nor hastens. It has all attributes, gross effects, latent in itself. From the jump, it is not half only. Defects and excrescences show just as much as the perfection show. The earth does not withhold. Fact is generous enough. The true marks, the earth continually, they are not so concealed either. They are calm, subtle, untransmissible by print. They are imbued through all things, conveying themselves willingly, conveying them a sentiment and an invitation of the earth. I utter, and utter. I speak not, yet not. If you can hear me not, of what avail am I to you? To better, lacking these, of what avail? What avail? Akushi, will you rot your own fruit in yourself there? Will you squat and stifle there? The earth does not argue, is not pathetic, has no arrangements, does not scream, haste, persuade, threaten, promise, makes no discrimination, has no conceivable failure, closes nothing, refuses nothing, 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 of all the powers, objects, states, it notifies, shuts, none, not out. The earth does not exhibit itself, nor refuse to exhibit itself, possesses still underneath. Underneath the ostensible sounds, the august choruses of heroes, the wail of slaves, persuasions of lovers, curses, gasps of the dying, laughter of young people, accents of bargainers, underneath these, possessing the words that never fail.
Motion does not fail, and reflection. do not fail, and the voyage we pursue does not fail.
Of the interminable sisters, of the ceaseless cotillions of sisters, of the centripetal, the elder and younger sisters, the beautiful the rest, with their ample back towards every beholder, with the fascinations of youth and the equal fascinations of age, sits she whom I love just like the rest, sits undisturbed, holding up in her hand what has the character of a mirror, while her eyes glance back from it. Glance as she sits, inviting none, denying none, holding a mirror day and night, tirelessly before her own face. Seen at hand, or seen at a distance, duly the 24 appear in public every day, duly approach and pass with their companion or a companion, looking from no countenances of their own, but from the countenances of those who are with them, from the countenances of children or women or the manly countenances, from the open countenances of animals or from inanimate things, from the landscape or waters, or from the exquisite apparition of the sky, from our countenances, mine and yours, faithfully returning them, every day in public appearing without fail, but never twice with the same companions.
The 365 resistlessly round the sun, embracing all, soothing, supporting, follow close 365 offsets of the first shore and necessary as through.
Tumbling on, steadily, nothing dreading, sunshine, warm, cold, heat, forever withstanding, passing, carrying the soul's realization and determination, still inheriting the fluid vacuum around and ahead, still entertaining and dividing, no bulk retarding, no anchor anchoring, unremitting strength, and swift, glad, content, unbereaved, nothing losing, of all able, and ready at any time to give strict account. The divine ship sails the divine. Whoever you are, motion and reflection are especially for you. The divine ship sails the divine sea for you. Whoever you are he or she for whom the earth is solid and liquid. You are he or she for whom the sun and moon hang in the sky. For none more than you are the present and the past. For none more than you is immortality. Each man to himself, and each woman to herself. Such is the word of the past and the present, and of the word of immortality. No one can acquire for another, not one. No one can grow for another, not one. The song is to the sing, and comes back most to him. The hymn is to the teacher, and comes back most to him. The murder is to the murderer, and comes back most to him. The is to the thief, and comes back most to him. The thief is to the thief, and comes back most to him. The gift is to the giver and comes back most to him. The oration is to the orator and to the actor No man understands any greatness or goodness but his own, or the indication of his own. Jagged and broken only to him or her who remains jagged and broken. I swear, there is no greatness or power that does not emulate those of the earth. I swear, there can be no theory of any account unless it corroborate the theory of the earth. No politics, art, religion, behavior, or whatnot is of account unless it compare with the amplitude of the earth. Unless it face the exactness, vitality, impartiality, rectitude of the earth. I swear I begin to see love with sweeter span than that which never invites and never refuses. I swear I begin to see little or nothing in audible words. I swear I think all merges toward the presentation of the unspoken meanings of the earth, toward him who sings the songs of the body and of the truths of the earth, toward him who makes dictionaries of words that print cannot touch. I swear I see what is better than to tell the best. It is always to leave the best untold. When I undertake to tell the best, I find I cannot. My tongue is ineffectual on its pivots. My breath will not be obedient to its organs. I become a dumb man. The best of the earth cannot be told anyhow. All or any is best. It is not what you anticipated. It's cheaper, easier, nearer. Things are not dismissed from the places they held before. The earth is just as positive and direct as it was before. Facts, religions, improvements, politics, trades are as real as before. But the soul is also real. It too is positive and direct. No reasoning, no proof has established it. Undeniable growth has established it. This is a poem, a carol of words. These are hints of meaning. These are to echo the tones of soul and the phrases of soul. If they did not echo the phrases of souls, what were they then? If they had not reference to you in especial, what were they then? I swear I will never henceforth have to do with the faith that tells the best. I will have to do only with that faith that leaves the best untold. Seon sayers, delve, mold, pile the worlds of the earth. Work on, it is materials you must bring, not breaths. Work on, age after age, nothing is to be lost. It may have to wait long, but it will certainly come in use. When the materials are all prepared, the architect shall appear. I swear to you, the architects shall appear without fail. I announce them and lead them. I swear to you, they will understand you and justify you. I swear to you, the greatest among them shall be he who best knows you, and encloses all, and is faithful to all. I swear to you, he and the rest shall not forget you, and they shall perceive that you are not an iota less than they. I swear to you, you shall be glorious.